Babel Tower, Frederica Potter, Book 3, written by A.S. Byatt and read by Sophie Aldred.
Her telepathic station transmit thought waves, the second rate, the bored, the disappointed, and any of us, when tired or uneasy, attuned to receive. So, though unlisted in atlas or phone book, her garden is easy to find. In no time one reaches the gate over which is written large, "Make love, not war." She does not brutalize her victims, beasts could bite or bolt. She simplifies them to flowers, sessile fatalists who don't mind and only can talk to themselves. All but a privileged few, the elite she guides to her secret citadel, the tower, where a laugh is forbidden and "do harm as thou wilt" is the law. Dear little not-so-innocents, beware of old grandmother spider, rump her endearments. She's not quite as nice as she looks, nor you quite as tough as you think. From W.H. Auden, Circe. La nature n'a qu'une voix, dites-vous, qui parle à tous les hommes. Pourquoi donc que ces hommes pensent différemment? Tout, d'après cela, devait être unanime et d'accord, et cet accord ne sera jamais pour l'anthropophagie. Madame de Sade, letter to her husband. I fear we are not getting rid of God, because we still believe in grammar. Nietzsche. It might begin, "The thrush has his anvil or altar on one fallen stone in a heap, gold and grey, roughly squared and shaped, hot in the sun and mossy in the shade. The massive rubble is in a clearing on a high hill. Below is the canopy of the forest. There is a spring, of course, and a little river flowing from it. The thrush appears to be listening to the earth. In fact, he is looking with his sideways stare for his secret prey in the grass, in the fallen leaves. He stabs, he pierces, he carries the shell with its soft centre to his stone. He lifts the shell, he cracks it down. He repeats. He repeats. He extracts the bruised flesh. He sips, he juggles, he swallows. His throat ripples. He sings. His song is liquid syllables, short cries, serial trills. His feathers gleam, creamy and brown-spotted. He repeats. He repeats. Characters are carved on the stones. Maybe runes, maybe cuneiform, maybe ideograms of a bird's eye or a creature walking or pricking spears and hatchets. Here are broken alphabets, alpha and infinity, C and T, A and G. Round the stones are the broken shells, helical walls like empty ears in which no hammer beats on no anvil. They nestle. Their sound is brittle. Their lips are pure white, Helix hortensis, and shining black, Helix nemeralis. They are striped and coiled, gold, rose, chalk, umber. They rattle together as the quick bird steps among them. In the stones are the coiled remains of their congeners, millions of years old. The thrush sings his limited lovely notes. He stands on the stone, which we call his anvil or altar, and repeats his song. Why does his song give us such pleasure?